GM und herzlich willkommen zu Episode 29 von Kryptoticker, der Podcast. In dieser Folge spreche ich mit Chris Koronowski, dem Gründer der Web3 Doers Community und einer der Top Voices rund um Web3 auf LinkedIn. Chris arbeitet bereits seit langem als selbstständiger Berater rund um Marketing und Growth und konnte sich 2021 und 2022 mit Aufkommen des NFT-Hypes als starke Personal Brand positionieren. Daraus entstanden ist dann die Web3 Doers Community, die sich als Anlaufstelle und Education Hub für Freelancer und Professionals im Bereich Web3 versteht. Aktive Member profitieren von Workshops, Education-Inhalten, gegenseitigem Support und mehr. Und genau darüber habe ich mit Chris sprechen können. Also mal wieder super spannende Inhalte und entsprechend direkt rein und viel Spaß mit Episode 29 und Chris Koronowski.
Chris, it's a pleasure having you here. Thank you so much for joining me in this podcast episode. Before we go into a more deep dive situation, maybe it would be best if you just introduce yourself for a bit.
Hi, Dominik. Thanks a lot for having me here. I'm Chris Koronowski. I'm a community builder of Web3 Doers. It's a community for people who are Web3 entrepreneurs, founders, consultants, who wants to grow together in the space. And we are focusing mainly on marketing, growth, and how to build your businesses around Web3 and then grow together.
Okay, and you founded Web3 Doers out, did you founded it? When did you start and how did you come up with it basically?
Yeah, so community started 1 year ago, even less than 1 year. Like it will be right now around 8 months of the community building. And I'm coming from the marketing background. So I was a consultant and marketer for almost 10 years, helping different tech startups build their marketing, demand generation, lead generation, and all of that, help them grow. And then I learned about cryptocurrencies in 2017 through different projects that I was involved in. And when everything started happening around 2021, around, you know, the hype around, you know, the NFTs, metaverse, DAOs, and so on, I was like, okay, it's super interesting what is happening in the space, but it's more important for me what is happening in terms of the technology aspect, like where the technology is going. And I decided, okay, I'm going all in. And if I want to be part of Web3, I need to build myself up in terms of personal branding. And as well, I would love to utilize community-led growth and community building to do something together, right? With other people. So that's how everything started with the Web3 Doers.
Okay, and so basically, if I understood correctly, and also probably from a bit of knowledge because we're from LinkedIn, you first built your personal brand and then only afterwards you started with Web3 Doers. Was it planned that way or did it just happen, let's say, by accident?
I would say it happened kind of by accident. I wanted to build a community in the long run, but when I was starting in the space, I kind of consciously choose LinkedIn as a platform to build my personal brand because previous experience also showed me within working with the B2B companies that LinkedIn is a perfect platform for building your personal brand. And then comparing to Twitter, you have like a lot of noise, a lot of scams, a lot of, you know, people who are just, you know, trying to rip you off. So LinkedIn was like a place for builders. So starting with a personal branding, as you said, right? I started creating content around Web3. And then I came with an idea of starting a podcast, right? So also Web3 Doers started with a podcast. And because I was part of a program around content creation, video content creation with NAS.io, which is a NAS company program, they've been also building a NAS.io platform for community builders. I kind of naturally connected the dots and started within the podcast and community building at the same time. And community grew quite of rapidly to 1,000 people already right now, which is more professionals, right? In the Web3 Doers. So we are growing at our own pace and it's like so far so good.
Okay. Where is the community actually taking place? Is it, do you use like Discord or do you do it on LinkedIn or, or how is it organized?
Yeah, that's a great question. So firstly, you're entering through the NAS.io community platform. So you're registering there.
NAS.io is like an academy, like a video or what is NAS.io?
NAS.io is like a hub, community hub, where you can put all the resources for the community, events. You have like a wall with everything what is happening inside the community. And then they are connecting the platform with different communication channels. So then on top of that, you can build a communication on Discord, or you can choose Telegram, or you can choose LinkedIn group, or you can choose WhatsApp, or whatever communication channel you are feeling is the most comfortable for you. You can build on that, right? So what I'm coming from is from the perspective that you need to have a community hub in order to have like later on the communication, right? Like somewhere needs to the community be based, because Discord is not really a great place for like a community hub. Like if you would like to put all the resources, they will disappear in different channels, right? You will not be really able to find them very easily. Same with events. So that's why we have this like a community hub. We also collect emails so we can communicate with people and, you know, send them information about the new events that is happening through email, new news that is happening in the community through email. And we are also building a core team within the community, which is like a small part of the most engaged people inside the community. We also decided to build the communication on WhatsApp because most people are spending time on WhatsApp every day. So the day-to-day communication is happening, for example, for them on WhatsApp, right? So Discord is mainly for public access, for everyone who can access and have a communication between us. But then the main day-to-day like communication with the core group is on WhatsApp, for example, right?
Yeah. I think that's super interesting because specifically WhatsApp feels, at least in Europe and in most parts of Europe, I think feels like the most natural way of communicating digitally with 100%. Other people. And there is a very interesting, don't want to do any advertisement or something, but there is a different interesting company who basically sends out newsletters via WhatsApp. And
yeah,
the opening rates of them are at like 90% or something
yeah,
that no email newsletter ever reaches, because it feels natural for people to communicate on WhatsApp, right?
Yeah.
So for me also, WhatsApp developed itself into being most, or not mostly, but also a business channel. I don't know, 100%. If I open my chat, half of them is business related right now. But do you organize it just in like a group chat, or do you use the community feature of WhatsApp with different sub channels that you can actually set up?
Yeah, we started a community feature exactly on WhatsApp. Mm-hmm. And then inside the community, we have not many, because there is only 3 groups for core, which is like a general random conversations and then announcements, and that's all. I strongly believe that WhatsApp is not created right now to have more channels.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and on the purpose of the community, is it, because you said it's business related, it's business people mostly, right?
Yeah.
So I assume you have a lot of freelancers or people with agencies,
exactly,
these kind of models. Is it on education? Is it on creating connections and potentially forwarding leads or interesting people? What is the community purpose?
It's both. So mainly, we started mainly through education. So there, like I would say, the free part of the Web3 Doers community started mainly for the education part. Like we had power sessions, which was like a session where we invited guest speakers for 30 minutes of a presentation style and 30 minutes of a Q&A, right? And then we shared knowledge about different topics and experience from experts in the industry. Then we had mastermind sessions, which was more like a sessions where people were joining for networking, but as well, all of them, they were experts. So we had, let's say, topic around metaverse, and people had different questions. Everyone were experts and were able to answer questions that anyone else had, right? So we used to do that, those meetups and sessions for 8 months, grew through that mainly through events, mainly to 1,000 people. And then we introduced the pro community, which is the aspect of really having small group on a cohort-based approach, where we connect people together into doing even different projects together or sharing different leads together. It's still continuing with education, but this will be really focused a lot about networking and then coming up together within different, I don't know, corporations, right? Like there's many, many possibilities to do, yeah.
And what's your personal role in it? I mean, obviously you founded it, right?
Yeah.
So you are, say, leading it in brackets, but what's your role and how do you monetize it? I mean, you said there is now the pro community.
Yeah.
I assume that is probably with like a subscription or something.
Yeah.
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 But do you also participate financially or even with your input or your experience in certain projects?
So at this stage, the pro community, we release the NFT for that, which is like a lifetime subscription, we'll call it, right? So 33 people bought it, which is fine for us because we want to grow organically. And if you look from the perspective of 1,000 free members and then 33 people buying it, it's like a 3.3 percent of conversion to sales, right? Which usually sales is happening between 1% and 3%.
Yeah,
right?
That's totally fine. Yeah.
Which is fine, right? And then, so we have 33 people inside that. I also put my own money. So I bought my own NFT as a founder. And I'm basically a host of everything what is happening in the pro community, right? So I'm trying to figure it out the best ways for people to come together, do some projects, to share knowledge, to network together, right? We also plan to do different things more advanced. So we would like to do, for example, virtual summits. So something like we have here, but more in a virtual space, right? And do a virtual summit and then invite a lot of people to join that, as well as a lot of speakers, and do something like this, right? We want to do like a partner program, more like a people that they can have supporter, right? So we want to do something like, you want to build your own personal brand, but usually if you want to do that by yourself, it's super hard. But if you have like other person who is also doing the same thing,
they give you
support. Have like an additional supporter person who is like pushing you forward. So we want to also build this program of people, you know, whatever they want to do, like if you want to say start a new business, build personal brand, start a podcast, whatever, right? They will have another person doing the same at the same time, right? We are also going into the direction of cohort-based education. So similar thing, but with a little bit bigger group. So let's say we have 15 to 20 people who wants to start a community, right? And do more like a community and product-led growth, right? And then we will just be providing education and also giving them like a space for 8 weeks to start building the community and giving them feedback, giving them, this push to really do something in the 8 weeks, right? And then they have also already like a small group of people within that our pro community that they can basically go and then continue doing that by themselves.
So basically,
right?
It's a speedboat approach where just try to support people in order to enable them to build up something in a very short period of time and basically see whether something works out or
in order to achieve growth.
Yeah, 100%.
Exactly.
If I got it correctly, I think you're originally from Poland, but you live in Germany, right?
Nope.
No?
I'm originally from Poland and live right now in Poland.
Okay, sorry. I somehow had you connect in Germany. Anyways, is there a regional, like, do you see that there is some sort of a regional focus where it's mostly people from Europe or Central Europe or Eastern Europe or from Asia? Or how is the community set? Where are the people from?
So it's super interesting because Web3Doers is right now based in 85 different countries.
85 different countries with 1,000 people. That's a lot.
Yeah, 85 different countries, which is, I'm super proud of that. Mainly
Congrats,
people,
that's really nice. Yeah.
Yeah, mainly people are based in Europe, obviously, because of the time zones. But we have a lot of people from the US. In the core group, we even have one person from Australia, which is like, I was not expecting that, because right now it's super hard for us to how to manage that, you know, in the time zones
are completely different.
Which I was like thinking, okay, maybe I knew that there would be some people from India also coming to the pro community, but Australia is already too far away.
It's
so
like
imagine combining people from US and Australia together.
When you get up, they already go to bed. Yeah,
this is giving me a headache a little bit, but we'll figure it out something. But yeah, like 85 different countries in the community, mainly in Europe, but we are global community.
Kurze Pause. Wenn dir diese Folge von CryptoTicker gefällt, dann drück selber mal schnell die Pause-Taste und lass uns eine Bewertung und ein Subscribe da. Das hilft uns als Podcast ziemlich und wir freuen uns natürlich über jedes Feedback. Und wenn du nach der Folge noch mehr Insights und Infos brauchst, dann schau doch einfach mal auf cryptoticker.io nach. Dort findest du alles rund um Kryptowährungen, Web3, NFTs und viele mehr. Bereits seit 2015 kümmert sich das Team von Cryptoticker darum, Neulingen und Profis eine Heimat im Kryptospace zu bieten. Auf cryptoticker.io findest du jeden Tag neue Artikel und Insights, prall gefüllt mit News, Tipps und Hintergrundinfos. Im Cryptoticker Discord kannst du dich mit Tausenden von Gleichgesinnten austauschen, Fragen stellen, Kontakte knüpfen und vieles mehr. Schau am besten gleich jetzt in die Shownotes, denn da findest du alle Links zu Cryptoticker und kannst direkt ein Teil der Community werden. Und jetzt weiterhin viel Spaß mit Cryptoticker, der Podcast.
So is it the main... Is it your main occupation basically right now? Is that what you do all day long or do you still work as a consultant or freelancer or what's...
Yeah, Web3 Doers is still a side hustle. This is not really producing enough income that I can provide to my family. So on the side, I'm still a consultant, I'm still an advisor. I advise Web3 companies. I used to switch from advising Web2 tech companies to switch to Web3. It almost happened like fully switched. Like I still have a couple of clients from Web2. So I would say it's like a 80-20 right now. So 80% Web3, 20% Web2. But yeah, I'm a marketer and growth advisor and consultant. So yeah.
I mean, it does make sense, right? You know how to do marketing, you know how to build up a community. So why not do it by yourself, right? I have one event in mind, which was on LinkedIn when you posted something and that I think reached, I don't know, I would say went viral, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Can you maybe, I mean, first of all, what was it about? How much people did you actually reach? And was it like a very unique or interesting thing that happened to you? I mean, how do you see that in retrospective?
Yeah, so that was last year, I think July or August, when I released the list of 333 content creators on LinkedIn. You were saying about this one, yeah? Yeah, exactly. So that was around one and a half months after I started committing day-to-day content on LinkedIn, right?
After, so you basically started building your personal
brand. June 16th, yeah. I remember exactly the day. June 16th was like my full commitment to start producing every single day content about Web3. And I was observing the space since January, right? So you see, like it was like 6 months of observing the space, saving the information of who is like really active. Then 6 months of basically commenting on every single person that is active on LinkedIn, who is like an influencer or content creator, commenting on their posts, right? So I was really committed to that. Started doing content creation by myself. And I was like observing all those posts that are like popping up without any data commitment on like, here are 15 people you need to follow on LinkedIn because blah, blah, blah on the Web3, right? I was like, that's bullshit. You need to have like kind of data to really...
Not just a simple list, but give me more info.
Information. So I was like, okay, that's missing. If those posts are getting viral, what if I would do the list and backup with data? And because I had the experience of, you know, like getting the data out of LinkedIn and then doing the list on a smaller scale, I was like, yeah, let's do it. At the beginning, it was not really 333. It was like a little bit more. But then because I was also deleting some people who were like really not active daily and then they were not producing a quality content. So then it ended up with 333 people. And that went viral, definitely. I can't tell you exactly the reach, but I got like most likely in terms of followers, I got like I was starting with 7,500 and I got probably like 5,000 in 2 months.
5,000 followers in 2 months.
Additionally. Yeah.
Yeah, additionally. Probably a lot of them also, maybe a lot of them from that single post, but also because you posted on a daily basis.
Yeah, and then
right?
on a daily basis as well. Yeah.
Because the daily basis, it just.
What is crazy. And I didn't expect that. When I was starting with 7,500, right now I'm approaching 16,000, right? Which is like 100% growth.
Yeah.
And those 7,500, I was growing previously for like 7 years being active on LinkedIn.
And then one year
in Web3, 100% growth.
Yeah, I mean, probably also you hit the right timing. You hit the right content. I mean, also posting on a daily basis is effort. That's not you don't do that on like a casual Friday night, prepare all your posts. It takes some time, but also you get used to it. So would you say it was worth it for you to build up that personal brand before actually starting the community? Is that something you would advise people to say, okay, if you feel comfortable with that also, obviously, you should definitely start a personal brand and LinkedIn is still the right space for it?
100%. LinkedIn is a great space especially if you are a B2B marketer. Definitely, that's I think the must place to do that. I would say also video will be super important for LinkedIn. It's still not there yet, but I think they are going into that direction. So if you will be creating video content, why not to also reproduce that? Or, you know, TikTok is also kind of B2B right now. So you can easily reproduce that content as well to other places. So 100% LinkedIn. In terms of growing a community and content creation, I would say start with content creation at the beginning. Get some momentum, like a little bit, like 3 months, for example. Test maybe even if the content that you are creating is engaging enough people, and then start the community.
Otherwise, you're shooting something out without potentially having success.
Yeah. And definitely events. Like, that's something that works super well on LinkedIn. So LinkedIn Audio, LinkedIn Live, 100% recommend.
Very good. Chris, thank you very much for being here and sharing your insights. I will put the show notes, the links in the show notes to Web3 Duo's community and everything else that you will provide to me. All the best, and hopefully you will grow it organically, but in the future there will be another zero at the end of it.
Definitely.
Organically. All the best. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Dominik.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören. Wenn dir die Folge gefallen hat, dann lass uns gerne ein Like da, klick auf Abonnieren, mach eine Bewertung und schau auf jeden Fall auch mal auf unsere Social Media Kanäle sowie den Newsletter. Dort findest du immer alle News rund um Kryptoticker, der Podcast. Und jetzt einen schönen restlichen Tag, Abend oder Morgen und bis zum nächsten Mal.